Wednesday was a big day in Shell Lake, and big days are right up my alley. It was about midway through 3 weeks of jazz ensemble and combo camps up there, well known nationally as the longest continuing operations in America. It was the evening of the popular Tribute to the Big Bands concert, but it was a big day for another reason. Shell Lake was honoring one of its own for his part in making all this happen over four decades ago. When I arrived at my Shell Lake destination, I looked at my odometer. It read 98.6 miles from my front door to theirs. 98.6, that's a normal body temperature. I think it might have been what the exterior thermometers may have been reading as well. I heard the happy commotion coming from the home situated on the west shore of Shell Lake itself, the home of Daryl and Billy Aderman. A big night for the Aderman family. Daryl was becoming the namesake of the performance hall at the Shell Lake Arts Center. The home was filled with friends gathered for a pre-dedication soiree. Daryl and I made our way to an airy four-season porch with a view of the lake. I felt not in the presence of greatness because he seems too humble to allow me to use that word, but let's say in the presence of impact and inspiration. Daryl uses a motorized chair, and his speech is now slow and deliberate as he works to withstand the debilitating effects of Parkinson's disease. Nonetheless, it was time to meet the man, a man who planned for 3 years before the first camp opened in the late 1960s.
Tell me about the vision. Where did it all start? Did you see a need? Was this always in the back of your mind, or what happened?
You know, I used to go down to the summer music program at Madison, take my kids down, and we had some good things happen down there. But I found out that the kids wanted to play jazz, the stage band music, where they could get it. I said, well, I think we're going to make a place. So I started working on it for three years before the first people came in. And I wanted a select program. The other programs that I observed, bring the artists in, work with them, take them out, and what came after it wasn't too great. And I said, I want it to be great all the way down. So I worked to get teachers for that, and we were very successful.
Did you envision it as a camp, or was it an art center, or a combination of the two?
No, it was, I envisioned it as a summer camp. Yeah. We had people who would come in, and for a short period of time, different programs, not only jazz. That first summer, we had eight or nine programs. But nothing held on to the people that come year after year except the jazz. Some would run for a couple of years, some for 1 year, and then we would not have it anymore. But jazz hit it, and it grew. We had as high as 300 people in the summer. 3 weeks of 100 or more.
So those programs at the beginning, you said eight or nine, was that, were they all musical, or were they visual arts and everything else?
No, they were not all musical. There were some, but we had people who took music courses. We had visual arts, several other programs. The music ones had just a jazz band. And we added a jazz techniques for music educators with college credit. We had concert band. We had vocal jazz. We had other programs that kids could come to or adults.
How long did it take before you felt like it really was catching on?
I think it was about 10, 11 years.
You know, one of your strong points is also that you have a pretty impressive faculty that comes up here every summer.
Yes, we had a faculty that wouldn't be beat by anyone. We feel so grateful that these people were not only good musicians, they were good teachers, and they were morally very good. Pretty healthy situation, and we built on that.
So now, other than the obvious honor that you're having bestowed on you this evening, what's your involvement in the camp yet? Are you still a hands-on guy, or are you kind of an emeritus guy?
That's what my job now is, come in and enjoy it, If I see something, I'll get to the right person, and how can we solve it?
Is the camp basically the same that it was? I mean, this is 2012, after all, and there's a lot of things that are different in the world today. Is the flavor of the camp basically the same in your mind and as you see it?
I think it is. The only thing, classes are more advanced. When we first started, we couldn't get more than 8 or 10 people that knew anything about improvisation. Well, now, we've got kids that come here that will blow your socks off. It comes back to us that kid will come home and say, if you want to have a fun camp, go to here or there or the other place. If you want to learn, go to Shell Lake.
What does it mean for you to have this honor tonight? Your name is being affixed on the performance hall. Can you put it into words?
Not very easily. We have all these people who come in and they bring a wealth of information and knowledge to our campers. I see them come in, work with them, and my staff works with them. They are so attuned to what we are doing that if something gets out of step a little bit, so we've got a pretty fine-tuned curriculum.
Are you going to be down there at the building polishing your name every once in a while just to make sure it's...
Depends on how high they put it.
The chuckle came from son Mark, who has served as a camp director in the past. He sat near his dad during our conversation. I was coming to appreciate Daryl Aderman, the instigator and entrepreneur, but what about Daryl Aderman, the patriarch?
Oh, it's been very consistent, whether it's a father or a camp director with all the things we've gone through. Very, very honestly, I can say just consistent and loving, and in all his efforts through the camps and the years, always had time for family. One never replaced the other. Dad originally was a band director in Shell Lake and then did move to Extension once the camp took off. He played tuba. In fact, he was one of the three original tuba players in the Wisconsin Marching Band.
They had marching troubadours. All the tubas could play it, but they had four of us that went around the stadium.
They still do that. They still walk around the stadium during a football game.
That's exactly right.
Daryl, is there anything you'd like to say to people who are aware of your honor, who are here to honor you on the evening and all the campers for all those years? Anything you want to say?
Thank you. How I was selected, I just found out about it last Friday. And so this is new to me. When you look at the people that have gone through this camp, like Jan Ensemble, Dominic Spera, Bobby Christian from Chicago, Joe Morello, the drummer from New Jersey, Gene Lassow from Indiana University, drummers galore. Ron Keiser was here for many years. The teachers make the scheduling so it's honest. And when I say that, we've got teachers here, several, that have been here for over 40 years. Wonderful. We're doing something right. I have such a joy to meet these kids out on the street. And they come up and call me, Mr. Aderman. And if these teachers can hold classes and hold the kids' attention and have something new for them, and then the kids feel that way about the teachers, I think there's no other way to look at it but a success.
And a success is an understatement. With that, I thank the Aderman family for sharing their home. I headed in the direction of the Arts Center. I was pleasantly surprised to park in front of the Erica Quam Memorial Theater, a place about which we've talked often here on the program, but a place I'd never actually seen. I walked a block to the center and found a seat in the performance hall. Finally, it was time to get the show on the road. The all-star faculty band finished tuning up. Then came a welcome from the administration.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Shell Lake Arts Center. My name is Tara, and I'm the executive director. It's my pleasure to welcome you here tonight as we celebrate 45 years of jazz education. We are so happy to announce that our auditorium is air-conditioned.
Yes, the cool tribute to the big bands was at the gate. Let's listen to a bit of the first medley. Pretty good stuff going up at Shell Lake. First half of the concert continued with the likes of American Patrol, Opus 1, April in Paris, Woodchopper's Ball, and more. Then a brief intermission, and ultimately the program said it was time to honor the man of the evening, or more correctly, the man who made this and many other evenings possible. Began with a bouquet of roses for Daryl's wife, Billy, who gave up nursing to raise and nurture a family, a musical family. The dedication continued with some very kind reminiscences from Bill Taubman, president of the Shell Lake Arts Center Board of Directors, ending with a short and sweet announcement.
We thank you. We admire you. We respect you. And in order that your legacy lives on forever, this building from this day forward is known as the Daryl Aderman Auditorium.
Yes, the large crowd rose to its feet. The applause went on. It was followed by a brief trombone and piano rendition of I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, and the dedication was over. But the legacy now lives on. Congratulations to the city of Shell Lake and all those in the area who make this happen every year, to the Art Center, to the faculty, counselors, and campers, and to Daryl Aderman and his family. I'm very glad I made the trip. You see, what you do and have done up there is what this program, Spectrum West, is all about. And I'm happy to say it happens with regularity here in our wide and wonderful neighborhood. By the way, Daryl's name is way up on the wall on the outside, so in order to polish it, he's going to have to borrow a crane.